safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
You don't have to go away to college and spend a lot of money and miss out on the great activities the Twin Lakes area has to offer this spring. See ASU Mountain Home about spring enrollment. Classes start January 16th. ASU Mountain Home is the natural choice, offering a variety of associate degrees and technical certificates and more from their campus. Register now for spring classes and don't miss out on all the fun things our area has to offer. Get started. Visit asumh.edu. ASU Mountain Home, the natural choice.
Will be David Waymire trying to win the tip for Mountain Home. And for Bentonville West, I believe it'll be Boston Barron, jumping center. By the way, I mentioned Greg White, Bentonville West coach. His name may sound familiar. His aunt is Sherry White, who was a few years ago head girls coach at Harrison. She's now at Russellville. Ball is up in the air, and the tip is controlled by the Wolverines. They'll be moving left to right here in this first half. Here's Bailey with the ball at the top. Mount Holmes going to start off, looks like, in a zone, I think 2-3. Ball goes over on the right side to Hornsby. Now down to the paint. Now it kicks out to the right wing with Blackburn. His three-pointer will not go. Rebound controlled by Cruz, and back comes Mountain Home. Here's Benton into the front court. He has the ball on the left wing. Looks like Bentonville West is in a man-to-man right now. Benton dribbles to the right side. Picks up his dribble. Gives it to Cruz. He now has it on the wing. Gives it right there back to Benton. He's going towards paint. Now kicking it out to Bashirs. He pulls up for a three-pointer on the right left wing. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Larson for Bentonville West. Here's Bailey into the front court. Ball goes over on the left side to Blackburn. Now Bailey has it once again. Now he drills back up between the circles. Ball goes over on the right side now with Blackburn. Blackburn's dribbling towards the top, gives it there to Bailey. Over on the left side now it goes to Hornsby. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. The rebound is long rebound controlled by Benton. That did look good, but just off the mark. Here's Benton into the front court for the Bombers. Goes to Cruz on the right side. Cruz going down towards the paint. Now dribbles back out to the corner. Now he's going back into the lane, going up for the layup. A little strong, no good. Looks like he had his own rebound. Now he does. Goes back up with it, off the glass and in. And Mountain Home strikes first. Good job by Luke Cruz to stay with that ball after the miss. 2-0 Mountain Home. 6:20 left in this opening quarter. Here's Bailey with it. Across the timeline, throws it over to Hornsby on the left side. Back up top to Bailey. Mount Home once again at a 2-3. Bailey dribbles toward the right side and now goes back up top. Now he'll give it there to Barron. Back over to Bailey. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound control. Looks like Barron had it for the moment but couldn't handle it. And the ball goes out of bounds. It will be Mountain Home basketball with 5:57 left in this first quarter. 2-0 Bombers lead it. Bashirs inbounds it to Ben. Back to Bashirs as Bentonville West is going with his own press. Now Cruz has it. He'll throw it into the front court to Peters. He's going into the lane, finding Waymire there for the layup off the glass and in. David Waymire with his first 2 points. Already a 4-0 lead for the Bombers. 5:40 left in this first quarter. Here's Bailey into the front court. He throws it to Hornsby. He's going into the lane. Now he tries to throw it out to Larson. He has to save it from going out of bounds. But Bentonville West has key possession. Here is Barron going down towards the paint. Just outside the low block. Now trying to figure out where to go with it. Now throw it up top to Hornsby. Over on the left side, it goes to Blackburn. He's hanging down towards the lane. Now picks up his drill. He's being double teamed, so he'll throw it back up top to Hornsby. And looks like the Bentonville West will reset. Here's Bailey with it now between the circles. 2-3 zone once again for the Bombers. Ball goes over to Hornsby on the left side. Back up top to Bailey. Over on the right side now with Blackburn. Back up top to Bailey. And his pass to Hornsby was knocked away, but Hornsby is able to control it. Now he'll throw it to Blackburn there in the paint. His jumper, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Waymire. And back comes Mountain Home. 4:47 left in the first quarter. Bombers with the ball leading 4-0. Here's Cruz throwing it to Peters on the right wing. He'll take the screen. Oh, an illegal screen. And Luke Cruz will be called for the offensive foul. That is Cruz's first personal foul, team foul number one against the Bombers here in the first half. Bentonville West will get it back with 4:41 left in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home up 4-0. Here's Bailey into the front court for the Wolverines. He'll throw it over on the right side to Barron. Back up top to Bailey. Over to Hornsby on the left side. Now it gives it to Barron in the paint. Out to Blackburn on the left wing. His three-pointer will not go. An offensive rebound to tip in by Boston Barron. He gets it off the glass and in. And Bentonville West is on the board. 4-2, Bombers leading it. 4:15 left in the first quarter. Here's Benton across the timeline for the Bombers. Trying to decide where he wants to go. Now dribbles to the left wing. Now throws up top to Bashirs. Back over to Benton on the left side. Finds Peters in the corner. Now on the wing to Cruz. Cruz going into the lane, going up for the left. Shot was blocked by Barron. It goes out of bounds. Mountain will keep possession with 3:50 left in the first quarter. It will be Bashirs triggering the inbound pass on the baseline. Throws it into Waymeyer. Back over to Bashirs. His pass to Benton was stolen by Bailey. He's back the other way for Bentonville West, throwing it to Hornsby. He's going into the lane, and looks like a blocking foul is going to be called in the paint on Colton Peters, and two shots are coming up for Gabe Hornsby. Colton Peters picks up his first personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the first half. So Gabe Hornsby at the free throw line for the first time tonight, for either team, that is. Hornsby's first free throw is up and in. So he can tie the game up if he gets this next one. There's 3:42 left on the clock here in this first quarter. Right now it's 4-3, but again, Hornsby still has one more free throw to shoot. Second shot for Hornsby is up and good. Those are his first 2 points of the night. 4-all in this game now. Benton takes the inbound pass. Another zone press for Bentonville West, and the ball goes off the foot, I believe, of Collier Blackburn and out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home inbounding it here on the near sideline with 3:37 left. Right in front of the scorer's table, Bashirs will trigger the inbound pass, throws it into Benton. He'll walk it into the front court. Now it's a man-to-man for Bentonville West. Benton going into the lane. Now it goes cross-court to Bashirs. Down to Waymeyer on the low block. His layup off the glass and in. David Waymeyer with 4 points now. 6-4, Mountain Home back on top. 3:20 left in the first quarter. Here's Bailey across the timeline. Throws it to Barron just outside the paint. Now goes cross-court to Blackburn in the left corner. His three-pointer in and out, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Benton, and back comes Mountain Home. Benton has it between circles, drills to the left wing now. Picks up his drill, trying to figure out where he wants to go with it. Now throws it up top to Cruz. His pass to Peters was knocked away and stolen by Bailey. He's going back the other way for the layup off the glass. No good, but the tip in by Collier Blackburn, and Bentonville West ties this game back up. 6 apiece with 2:45 left in the first quarter. Well, Bailey was ready for that pass. Here is Peters with the ball on the left wing. Throws up top to Benton. Benton will dribble to the left wing. I'm sorry, the right wing. Now goes towards the corner, gives it there to Peters. He's being double-teamed, but gets out of it. He's going into the lane, and his shot was blocked, but also drew a little contact. And we'll head to the free throw line. F foul is on Collier Blackburn, his first personal foul, team foul number one against the Wolverines. So with 2:26 left in the first quarter, it will be Colton Peters shooting Mountain Home's first free throw attempt with a chance to take the lead back. First shot for Peters. Good. And coming in right now for Bentonville West is Colin Blackburn as he replaces Boston Barron. Colin Blackburn is a 6-foot senior, actually the twin of Collier Blackburn. Second shot for Peters is good, so it's an 8-6 Mountain Home back on top. Now for Mountain Home, Luke Dibble's going to come in as Hunter Bashirs takes the seat. Dibble, a 6'1 junior. Again, 2:26 left in the first quarter. Mountain Home now up 8-6 on Bentonville West. Here's Bailey into the front court. Throws over to Hornsby on the right side. He's just inside the three-point line. Now dribbles to the corner. Now kicks it back out to Bailey. He's dribbling to the right side, going into the lane. Now gives it there on the low block to Ben Larson. He puts up the layup off the glass and in. 8-all with 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Dibble inbounds it to Benton. It's another zone press for the Wolverines. Here's Peters with it as he'll cross the timeline. that has the ball knocked away, and now a foul be called on the Wolverines. I believe they're going to get Dylan Bailey with his first personal foul, team foul number two against Bentonville West. 1:49 left as Dibble inbounds it to Benton. He has it on the left wing. Gives it there to Dibble. Now Dibble will dribble up between the circles. Throws to Peters on the right side. It's a man-to-man right now for Bentonville West. Peters with the ball on the left wing now. Gives it there to Benton. Trying to decide where he wants to go with it. Now he's heading down to the lane. Kicks out to Cruz. And he's going to draw, ooh, a hard foul. It was just an incidental foul. No, nothing intentional about it. They're going to get Gabe Hornsby with his first personal foul. Team foul number three against Bentonville West. 1:29 left in the first quarter. Now Tom with the ball as we're knotted up at 8 apiece. Dibble's inbound pass was knocked away, goes right back out of bounds, and Mount Tom will inbound on the far sideline once again. Dibble once again triggering the inbound pass. Gets into Benton. He has it on the right wing, and we're back underway. He'll give it to Peters there on the right side. Peters going into the lane just near the free throw line. His pass to Waymire. Waymire could not get the layup to go, and Bentonville West gets the rebound with the chance to take their first lead of the night. Here is Blackburn with it. Collier Blackburn throwing it to Hornsby. Back to Collier Blackburn. Now down to Larson in the right corner. Back to Collier Blackburn. He'll throw it to Bailey. Over to Colin Blackburn on the left wing. His three-pointer, no good. Offensive rebound for Larson. Bentonville West will set back up. Waymire would have had that rebound had he not jumped too soon. Bailey going into the lane for the layup. Off the glass, rolls around and goes in. Dylan Bailey with his first 2 points of the night, and Bentonville West has their first lead of the night, 10-8, with about 37 seconds left in the first quarter. Here is Benton into the front court, throws to Peters on the left wing. Gives it up top to Cruz now. Over to Benton on the right side. 21 seconds left. Over to Cruz now. Thought about the three.
Not now.
Here's Benton with it now up at the top. Over to Dibble on the right side. And looks like an illegal screen. They're going to be called on Mountain Home once again, this time on Talon Benton. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number three against the Bombers. 10.9 seconds left as Hunter Beshear checks back in, replacing Luke Dibble. And for Bentonville West, Dylan Bailey and Ben Larson will take a seat as they are replaced by Garrett Wilmot and Hunter Swoboda. 8 seconds left. Here is Collier Blackburn throwing it up top to Wilmot. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer with 2 seconds left. He misses everything, and that's the way this first quarter is going to end. Well, after 8 minutes of play, our score, Mountain Home trailing Bentonville West 10-8. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Yes! The Johnsons don't have that inflatable musical snowman switched on tonight.
Yeah, I may or may not have accidentally on purpose cut the wires.
I love you. Alexa, play holiday music.
You're my prison.
Tens of millions of songs, one for every moment. Amazon Music Unlimited. For a limited time only, sign up today and receive 3 months for 99 cents at amazon.com/musicunlimited. Automatically renews. Cancel anytime.
Computer?